This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mercedes and JC here. Thanks for downloading our podcast.
Yes, you've downloaded it. Now subscribe to it. And while you're at it, share it with your friends.
And don't forget to follow us on social, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Mercedes in the AM. And on Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning free show.
Good morning and happy Monday. It is 5:30. This is the pre-show, the show before the show. Thank you guys for getting up early with us. Martin is checking in, so is Melody's Leslie, all on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM, or you can text us at 21732, like Sandell and Megan listening this morning. Thank you guys. I have a weird question to start off the morning.
That's good. It's a Monday. Let's start with a weird. Are your headphones volume? Is the volume okay in your headphones?
It sounds okay to me.
Well, I'm low on the side.
It's right,
though. Minor adjustment though.
Someone messed with your settings over the weekend.
I think so.
Like. Do you sleep with your door open or your door closed?
Open.
Well, you may want to change that. Because I was watching the Today Show this morning, mm-hmm. and they did this whole thing on how you should always sleep with your door closed. Because if there's ever a fire in your house, the difference, it's like the difference between life and death. And I'm a door open person, too. And after seeing
even this, with the kids, you guys are door open?
Oh, we're door open.
Really?
Like all the only one that closes her door and she doesn't close it all the way is Brooklyn. Because when sometimes we set the humidifier in her room. So we try to keep it all in an enclosed space. But we're all doors open, every single one of us. And after seeing that this morning, and I was watching the East Coast feed, so if you guys watch the Today Show, you'll see it this morning. It was insane. The rooms, they set a fire in this house, and they looked at all the different rooms. And the rooms with the doors closed, there was nothing wrong with those rooms. The ones with the doors open, the smoke came in. There was no chance of survival. It was crazy. So just a little word of warning, you should be a door closed person.
Don't they say too, for as far as intruders too, if your door is closed, that's a second barrier of defense?
Oh, I never even thought of that.
That's what
they
always
didn't even do that.
That's what I've heard about sleeping with your doors closed. If someone breaks into your home and you have your door open and not locked, they sneak up and all of a sudden in your bedroom, if you have your door closed and locked, then they got to try to get into your, and you're hearing something. Hopefully you have an alarm that goes off when they get in and you hear them breaking in the first time, but for some reason you don't and they get upstairs to your bedroom, they got to bust that door open and it gives you one more line of defense. I just like the door. There's no one else in our house, just my wife and I. It's just one big giant bedroom. So I just like it open, like the freedom of when I get up to go to the bathroom, I just walk down the hall and use the bathroom and take care of business.
I like it just because I like to be able to hear any noises. I feel like when you close it, you kind of shut off the whole house to the rest of the noises that you may be hearing. And so that's why we've always done it. But you got to watch it. I don't know. Maybe we can post it when they post it later on this morning. It was just crazy. So, yeah, now the whole way in this morning, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to start sleeping with my door
then
closed.
Then all the kids got to do door closed then.
Yeah, everyone.
Were your parents open or closed doors?
They were open unless there was some shenanigans going on. If the door was closed, I knew not to go in there. That was kind of just.
Unless you wanted to watch SNL.
Yes, exactly. And that's what, see, the one time they left it open, guess who walks in?
Oh, it was open?
It was open. That's why I had no idea. If it was closed, I never would have gone in. But the door was open. So they must have just been like,
one thing leads
everyone's
to another.
Asleep.
You know,
if you missed that, be happy. Because
it was on Radio Truth or Dare, wasn't it?
That was just a mess. So anyway, how was your weekend?
It was good. This weather. Man, go outside. I knew it was going to be cooler today. But walked outside this morning, I'm like, whoa, the fall is upon us, kids.
Yeah, it is really chilly out there. As a matter of fact, it was 52, I think, in my car.
Yeah, it's 55 for me driving down here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it is. Change is coming. It's really, really windy this morning. And so we have our Halloween decorations And this morning, all I heard while I was getting ready is like, scratch, scratch, scratch. I'm like, what is happening? I didn't know what was going on. It's like the decorations hitting up against the window.
Hey.
Because it's so, so windy out there. But yeah, I guess it's only for a couple of days, and then we're going to be back up in the
this weekend. They're saying it's going to be another awesome weekend of low 80s this weekend. And the weather this weekend, I thought was perfect outside of some wind on Sunday. But
yeah.
They're saying, yeah, cold right now, but don't panic because it'll warm up when we need it for the weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely chilly, though, so make sure you dress accordingly this morning. We'll get you all the details on that and what's going on the show this morning, but let's kick things off with the free show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Wonder by Natalie Merchant?
They say I must be one of the wonders. That's on creation. And as far as they see,
to hear Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. Or do you want to hear Ghetto Superstar by Praz and Maya? Choices. You can tweet us. You can text us 21732. Vote on Facebook or call us right now 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Right now.
Here's what's trending.
Royal Baby is trending this morning. Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, are next in line to become royal parents. Kensington Palace announced today that the former Meghan Markle, I still call her Meghan Markle, even though she's the Duchess of Sussex, she's due to have a baby next spring. This will be the first child for Meghan and Harry. The royal couple are on a tour of Australia that started this morning. And the prince and the former American actress, they married last May. This baby will be the seventh in line for the throne. As they're saying, there's really not a chance that the baby will get that. But hey, you never know.
He or she has a straight path to the throne.
Well, you know, if the queen feels like that person needs it, she can make the adjustments. Because it's Charles, it's William, then it's all three of William's kids. Then it's Harry. Then it's Harry's kids.
And aren't a lot of people saying she needs to do whatever that is and just skip Charles?
I think a lot of people just feel like
something.
It would be better.
Skip him and go right to William would be next then?
William would be, yeah. But I don't know. Charles has been very patient.
Like, come on.
He's been very patient waiting for that.
I just want it for a day. So he would be king?
He would be the king of England. Yes. Yes. Isn't that how it works? Yeah. Okay. The royal thing, really, we were in London this past summer and, man, I don't understand the whole royal like rules and all the things that go on with it, and it's just craziness.
All the etiquette that comes around with it too. Don't eat. What was the one we were talking about? The wedding. Don't eat before the queen. And when she's done, everyone's done.
You're done.
Like, come on, I didn't even get to my steak yet,
yeah.
Queen.
Yeah. Well, she apparently likes to drive around London in a Range Rover, and our cab driver told us this. He's like, if you ever see a black Range Rover with a bunch of police around it, that's probably the queen. And I swear to God, 2 days later, we see this black Range Rover driving with cops around it. We're like, that's gotta be the queen. We couldn't see in it though, so I don't know, it might have been someone else, but the windows were tinted like pitch black. I couldn't see a thing. I'm like, if that is the queen, that woman cannot see out her window because that is so dark in there.
She likes to go cruising. Is that what you're saying?
They say that she loves to drive, and she's 90-something years old.
You say senior drivers.
Yeah, she's driving all over the place, they said. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay. Also trending this morning, Ariana Grande is trending. So she and Pete Davidson, they're done. TMZ reported the shocking announcement yesterday, saying that their engagement has officially been called off. Sources close to the couple say it happened this weekend, and they just realized that it was not the right time for their relationship. They still have love for each other, but things are over now, blah, blah, blah. Ariana recently expressed she's going through a rough patch. She tweeted a lot of personal messages saying she needs a break from the public spotlight, asked, can I please have one okay day? Just one, please. So it doesn't sound like it's been a very good time. And I say that we were shocked by this announcement, but maybe one of us was not shocked. I divert back to the show at the beginning of summer, we were talking about this relationship when they just got engaged, and I said I give them a year. I said a year that they'll last a year, and you said no. You didn't believe that. So you're not surprised this morning.
And this is actual audio from that day.
This is the audio from that day.
I think that Pete and Ariana have a year together at least. You don't think so?
No, I say they're done
by. See the doubt.
Yeah, they're done by the end of the summer.
Done by the end of the summer. And what is it today? It is, well, it's not officially the end of the summer.
Oh, I was close, though,
right?
You
were really close. You called that one. What?
Well, I mean, come on. You're just nice saying that, but I think everyone saw the.
Once they got the name tattoos,
it's great. I'm sure they were in love and everything, and they threw a ring on it. But I mean, everyone saw that. They're not going to get married. Come on now.
That was very quick. I do feel bad. It sounds like
I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
What a year, the poor girl. I mean, I think a lot of people forget about the Manchester incident too. The shooting, the tragic shooting in Manchester. That was a year ago or so. I feel so bad for that girl and everything she's gone through.
I hope she has a good. Group of people surrounding her to help her through it, because it can't be easy right now. So that is trending this morning. Credit score is trending this morning. So building your credit, it can be tough. We all want to have a good credit score to get the best rates from lenders. But experts say that once your score hits a certain number, going any higher than that is really just a waste of time. So what is that magic credit score number? It's 760. 760 is the number. They say that once your score hits 760, you're going to get the same benefits as anyone who has a score higher than you. You're not going to get anything extra by going that high. There was just an interview with a guy who they say has the highest credit score. The perfect credit score is 850, and he has an 848.
Really?
Yes, and he says that at 848, he doesn't get anything different than anyone else that has a 760 or higher. So it's just a waste of time to do that.
I thought yours was higher than that, because you showed me once.
No, I don't have a higher credit
score. Is it like a 900? Isn't that possible?
Oh, I don't have a 900. Are you kidding me? That's impossible. No, I did show you my credit score once.
Yeah, I was
that
very
was really
impressed.
Why did I do that? That was really bizarre.
I was looking at this.
But, I mean, 760, that's not a hard number to attain.
No,
if you just pay your bills on time, don't have anything outstanding. I still have stuff, though. It'll tell me why. When I look at my credit score, why your number's not perfect, and it'll say like delinquent payments. And I'm like, delinquent pay? I haven't had one of those in years, but it stays on there for so long.
And if you have a common name too, somehow, I remember getting, it was a while back, but someone in New Jersey, I was getting confused with someone in New Jersey. It's a whole thing if you got a common name, or maybe even not a common name, but sometimes wires get crossed, and next thing you know, it's like, that's not me, I didn't even live there.
That's crazy. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That happened to me with a speeding ticket once. I went to renew my driver's license, and there was a girl with my same name in Colorado, and I'm from Colorado. So they're like, you have a warrant out. And I'm like, wait, what?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And that was a whole thing. They didn't do anything, but they wouldn't renew it. And I found out that's exactly what happened. It was crazy. So also trending this morning, the Golden Girls. The Golden Girls.
Who?
Yeah.
Our girls?
The Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
The show went off the air more than 25 years ago. Thanks to Hulu, though, the show is still really popular. It's actually popular with teens. Like, my kid and her friends love the Golden Girls. They're, like, obsessed with them. Target has just started selling an exclusive Golden Girls cereal. Now, the cereal is blue for some reason. Why do you think a Golden Girl cereal is blue? Shouldn't it be gold?
Well, blue hair, gray, and the blue hair, maybe.
It's, like, bright blue. And each box comes with a collector's toy inside. So if you're searching for it at Target, they say make sure to look in both the cereal aisle and the toy aisle, because it's been spotted in both. But a lot of people are going after it. Funko, who puts out those pops, they're marketing with it. So I think that's what the score is. And that is what's trending. Mix.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
839.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Good chilly morning. It is 6 o'clock. It is Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. How was your weekend?
Enjoyable. Really nice. Had a nice worked Friday night and then kind of a low-key Friday. And, last week I had that fever like all week. I was just fighting something. And so Saturday was just playing catch-up all day Saturday, getting caught up on... bunch of things I couldn't get done during the week and had a nice dinner with my wife Saturday night. And then Sunday just got ready for work and watched some football and went out to the barn with the horses and the dogs on Sunday morning. So it was a nice weekend.
At least this cold front didn't come in and mess things up yet. You know, not that it's freezing, but it's chillier than we're used to here in Las Vegas, that's for sure.
I got out to the barn Sunday morning, walked out there, and like, where'd this wind come from?
Yeah.
It was windy out there in the it's in the Northwest. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. This on Friday we went to I was telling you about it. We went to the swing suite over the Topgolf swing suite over at M Resort.
Yes.
We had fun playing over there. That was a good time. And then on
did you do the zombie baseball?
No, we did golf and we did hockey. And I really wanted to get to the zombie baseball. We ran out of time. So I think we're going to go back this weekend because we had so much fun because you can order food, sit there. It's just like at Topgolf, but it's the little suites. And so
it's inside, yeah. Too. The zombie baseball, you can see how fast you can throw a baseball, which is kind of cool.
Did you do that when you went?
I did. And I forget my pitch. I forget what my speed was. I think it was like 60. No, 50.
Mm-hmm.
30?
I'm just joking.
In the dirt?
We wanted to do it, but I was getting nervous because every time my husband would go up and hit the golf ball, he hits it so hard that it was making, like, it hits up against a screen. It's a virtual thing. It was making so much noise that, like, people in the restaurants around were, like, looking, like, what was that noise? And I was like, stop hitting it so hard. And then in the virtual golf trajectory, it was like going to the top of the net at the end of the course, uh-huh. Like where the parking lot is. I'm like, dude, you keep hitting it out to the parking lot. You're not getting points for all this.
He's like, wow, that was a long drive. I remember when I did it as well, that was my concern. I mean, not that I can hit a golf ball hard at all, but can I do a full swing? Like swing away. It's designed to take the ball at full speed.
Man, that was a little too far for me. But yeah, we did that. Saturday we went and saw A Star Is Born, finally, and you were so right. What a great movie.
Isn't that a good movie, huh?
Oh, my gosh. And now I just, every time I hear the music from that movie, it was so good. And I got to say, I've never seen any of the previous ones that came out. There was the Barbra Streisand one, apparently, and then there was also the Judy Garland one, and then one before that.
This is the fourth one, yes.
Okay, so I never saw any of them. And I was telling you this off the air. Kudos to everyone. And I'm not saying anything, but kudos to everyone for not spoiling that movie. I had no idea what was going to happen in that movie. And I'll just say I was very surprised. That's all. You guys did a good job of keeping a secret,
right?
As to what happens in that movie. I was very impressed.
Yeah, that's same way. No, I didn't see. I knew nothing about that movie. This is the fourth remake of a movie.
And you haven't.
I couldn't tell you one thing about the Barbra Streisand version. Like when they were announced they were making it, they're like, they're doing a remake of A Star Is Born. I'm like, I didn't even know the first one existed, let alone the first three existed.
Well, my husband was telling me that they're a little different, that he said he loved this one, and he's seen the Barbra Streisand one. He said that one was his favorite. This one was really good, but that one was his favorite, and he said it's a little different ending. He said Bradley Cooper kind of did his own take
his own spin on this one.
So just
how good was Dice Man in the movie, too?
He was great. There was Dave Chappelle was in there.
Yeah, so the Chappelle surprise.
I was like, wow. So, yeah, what a great movie. And then yesterday, oh, man, took a four-hour nap. It was the greatest thing ever.
That's a four-hour nap. That's more sleep than you get on a weeknight sometimes for you.
Sometimes. Noon went down, 4 o'clock. Ah, fully rested. It was so glorious.
Did you watch The Walking Dead last night?
I did.
Yeah, me too.
I know. I want to love it again, but I'm just bored.
Yes, I don't know. Maybe it's run its course, but
what
I feel like
happened?
We're so invested. Like going into last night, I'm thinking this is gonna be the last one. I'm gonna tweet out that I'm officially done with it. But still, I finished. I'm like, I'll come back and watch it next week. Nothing else going on TV on Sunday night. But that Patriots game was good, though.
I heard about that. I was kind of keeping my eye on that because my fantasy depended on it. I lost. Oh, well. That Mahomes dude. Where'd he come home from?
Yeah, Mahomes, man, for the win.
Don't play someone who has Mahomes on their team.
Oh, you're not going to win. So this morning, 8:25, you got your tickets to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour. This concert is going to be awesome. Salt and Pepper, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature. So those tickets at 8:25.
The New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, the New Kids on the Block.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Oh, we also got your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K Payday 720. We've got your winning code word for your chance to win $1,000. And then, just announced, the WWE is bringing SmackDown to town in December. And we have a four-pack of tickets for you coming up at 6:20. So just about 15 minutes away for those tickets to go to WWE SmackDown. And then, yes, we announced it earlier, the cat is out of the bag. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are having a baby. But in my opinion, they did one thing wrong with their announcement that just completely broke all the rules when they did the announcement.
Okay.
I'll break it down coming up in 7 minutes.
Loving, I'm living, so we turn it up. Yeah, we turning it up.
Big win for the Golden Knights on Saturday against the Flyers. They are now back home tomorrow night versus Buffalo. Now, Saturday for UNLV, different story. That was a tough one against Utah State. Final score was 59-28.
I really don't think I have anything to do with the Golden Knights winning or losing, but I will say it's an odd coincidence. Every time I sit in my spot on the
were
couch,
were you in your spot
win,
on Saturday morning?
I was on Saturday.
Hallelujah.
All the other games that we've lost,
you're
I wasn't
about.
There. It's so crazy. And people will send me messages on social media, like, please sit in your spot for the game. And I'm like, I want to, but I can't. I'm doing something.
I am tied up. Now, it's homecoming week at UNLV, so they're going to turn things around this week. Friday night, homecoming against Air Force, 7 o'clock. So this will be the win on Friday night that UNLV starts the climb back up.
Are they favored?
I haven't checked yet. Mm-hmm. It's still early in the week.
Okay.
Things change like the wind.
Fingers crossed.
Let's go! The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
And then I'm so excited about this because WWE is coming back to town in December, SmackDown, on a Tuesday night. We've got your tickets coming up here at the end of the dirt. Let's talk about big news this morning. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are having their first baby. The palace revealed that Meghan is due by spring of next year. Meghan is 37. They say she's in great health, and they've had a successful 12-week scan, which would suggest the baby is due in late April.
They're on this Australian tour, and they have like 70-some different commitments
Dang.
In 16 days. So I'm like, hey, girlfriend needs to get a rest, right?
Seriously, get those feet up and relax.
All right.
Now, Meghan's mother, Doria, was seen taking baby care classes in California, and they're saying that she could move to the UK to help out with nanny duties.
Oh, yeah, that would help.
And there's no word if Meghan has contacted her father, Thomas, to tell him that he's going to be a grandfather, or is he turning on the radio this morning and, hey!
Oh, wow. It doesn't sound like there's any love lost there. I don't know what's going on.
So they made the official announcement this morning to the public. Hey, hear he, we're having a baby. Here's where I think they did something wrong with the family.
What's that?
They told the family, due with child during Prince Eugene's wedding at Windsor Castle on Friday.
Yeah, and I heard that she was, well, not. I heard she was upset, not about that, though.
But to me, it's you're stealing the thunder. Wait a day. Tell the queen, you know, it's all about Eugene and it's a celebration. Hey, guess what? We're having a baby. Oh, my gosh. Attention on you.
Well, from what I understand, they were like whispering it, like giving them little hints. It wasn't like a big announcement in the middle of the reception.
ding, the town crier came in.
Harry. Apparently, they left the reception early, and Eugenie was really upset because I guess she and Harry are super close, and she was so upset that they left early, but when he explained why, then she was like, oh, okay, I totally understand, so.
Well, good for them. It's an exciting thing to follow, and baby watch is on now. We talked about this earlier, but if you missed it and didn't see TMZ over the weekend, Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, they are done. Sure, it's not a surprise. Justin Bieber, Haley Baldwin, you guys are on the clock now.
Yeah,
this one is done.
Now you're the focus.
So Venom was the number one movie again in the box office. A Star is Born, which you saw, is number two in the box office, $28 million. That First Man movie, the Ryan Gosling, Neil Armstrong movie, it bombed. It took in $16 million. It had a budget of $60 to $70 million. So they're saying on an opening weekend, that's not good.
Yeah, it's tough to go up against those two powerhouse movies. They should have waited to release
that one.
Yeah.
And how about, did you enjoy your boy Sam Elliott in A Star is Born?
Beef stroganoff. Beef bourguignon.
He was
Irish beef
stew. He was really good.
Wasn't he great?
I liked his character a lot.
Chateaubriand. Sour.
What a great movie.
Roast beef. Cataloon.
Now, the album, the number one album in the country, actually belongs to Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Do we have that whole song in our system?
When I walked out of that theater, when I saw it, I'm telling myself, we should be playing this song.
We should be. I texted our boss. and he gave me a thumbs up. So I don't know if that thumbs up was just to acknowledge he got it, to say, yes, I agree with you, to say, yes, it's in the system. But I think we should play that song.
Absolutely. When she came out on stage.
Yes. Oh, jeez. That movie was insanely good.
Yeah, let's see the full song coming up here. Time to win right now. This is awesome, wrestling fans. If you haven't heard, WWE is coming to town. They're bringing SmackDown.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
T-Mobile Arena, Tuesday, December 11th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. We got a four-pack of tickets for you right now. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play. Heads up.
We have five fresh categories for you to pick from this morning. You pick which one you want, and you get to pick your partner. 6 and 60 wins it. Caller 20 play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning, James.
Good morning.
You're in for Heads Up.
Hi, James.
All right.
Let's do this. We want to get you these passes. Now, you got to pick a category. Do you want to go with aesthetic, kitty cat, Mamma Mia, teenage dream, or rainforest?
Teenage Dream.
Teenage Dream it is. These are boy bands, okay?
All right.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
We'll do you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you guys. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you're going to WWE. James, you start now.
They sing, quit playing games with my heart.
Isn't that NSYNC?
No. They're back. All right.
Backstreet Boys.
Yes. This is the band you just said with Justin Timberlake in them.
NSYNC.
Yes. This is ABC. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Jackson 5.
Yes. This is they're headlining the mixtape tour. They,
Pass.
Okay. This is Cool It Now. You've got to cool it now. Bobby Brown. Okay. This is Nick Lachey is in this group. So is his brother Drew Lachey.
10 seconds.
When it's not
When it's hot outside, it's this temperature.
Time.
Oh. 98 degrees. Oh. Darn it.
Oh, man.
I am so sorry, James.
Sorry, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for trying. We appreciate it. That means that caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400, you're going to get the tickets.
Hey, congratulations, Jacob. He is the first one in Las Vegas to get tickets to the WWE. They're bringing SmackDown to town in December. Four-pack of tickets. Congratulations, Jacob. Do you believe in the healing power of crystals?
Ooh. Is that a requirement that you have to say?
My wife was, she went to go see her hairstylist a few weeks back.
Uh-huh.
And she went in there with just a ball of stress. Just a lot going on with work and everything. And her stylist says, here, while I'm doing your hair, hold these calming crystals. Just rub them in between your fingers and just hold them and just, they will calm you. So my wife sits down and she's holding these calming crystals and she swears, she said, when I walked out of the salon, that was in a zen state. Completely mindset changed, relaxed, calmed, just it changed her world. So over the weekend, my wife was a little stressed out with work and everything. She said, I need to get some calming crystals. So we jumped online and found, did you know there's a place in town called Crystal Gallery?
I did not know that.
Me neither. We went to the Crystal Gallery on Saturday afternoon to get some crystals. It's on East Sahara, and we walked in there. I'm expecting it to be a ghost town. This place was packed. So many people buying crystals. Does anybody out there, like I said, believe in the healing power of crystals? How do they work? Because my wife went through and she knew the crystals she had to get, and she got all the kinds of crystals and everything.
There's certain types that you're supposed to get?
There's ones for stress. There's ones for energy. There's one for all, you name it. They've got a crystal for it.
Well, so is it possible? And believe me, I latch on to anything. Someone tells me something's going to help me, and I totally latch
right.
on. Is it possible that it's a power also of suggestion, that if someone tells you something's going to make you feel better, it makes you feel better? Because I do that all the time. And I do believe that there is something to crystals and the energy that they deflect and absorb and all of that. So I do actually believe that. But I know there's some people probably listening right now that it's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I'm the type of person that if you tell me it works, I want to go get myself one, and I want to use it.
We're in this place, and it's room after room after room of crystals. And there's this one room, and they've got these gigantic like rock like crystal formations. So I'm walking down this huge hallway thinking this must be very healing for me because I'm surrounded by crystals.
Good?
Yeah. As I'm walking down, I was a little flush walking in there Saturday afternoon running around. Like, I'm feeling cooler. Like, wow, the healing power of the crystals. And I realize I'm walking right into an AC vent.
That's, you're like, wow, whatever they're doing is working. I am all about it. It's making me walk to this AC vent, which I wouldn't have done otherwise.
And it's funny, at this place, they write down your receipts by hand. The hand writes receipts. And so my wife got her crystals, and the guy writes up her receipt. And I noticed that when he's done with his copy of the receipt, he puts it in an envelope for the day-long's receipts.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed the receipt before us. This person, we spent $26 on crystals, and we got a lot of crystals. The person before us spent $3,000 on crystals.
Oh my gosh, what did they do? Buy a person named Crystal? That's ridiculous. $3,000.
Hello, I'm Crystal.
Hi, I'm for sale.
Want to take me home?
What kind of crystal do you buy for $3,000?
To this person's credit, this place does have artwork as well, and huge, like, life-size crystals. So maybe this was a big crystal purchase. But I saw that. I'm like, $3,000 in crystals? Wow. That's a lot of healing power.
Does anyone believe in that kind of crystals and different kinds of, like, sage and there's, like, incense and all of that? Do you swear by that? I have friends that are so about the essential oils and swear they work wonders. And they've actually given me some before that I've tried, and whatever it was, I remember there was one of my friends gave me because I was having trouble falling asleep at night, and she gave me this one. And she's like, just put a dot of it on your forehead at night and put like a dot of it on your pillowcase. And I remember it initially did help me sleep initially. Then I think I got used to it and it didn't work as much anymore, but it did work. And again, going back to that power of suggestion, was it just that she told me it would, or was there something about it that really changed my brain chemistry or the energy around me? Like, what do you swear by when it comes to crystals and stones and oils and things like that? 702-364-9400. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Do you believe in crystals and all of that?
I do. And I just wanted to offer you guys a suggestion. If you want to check out this store, it's really awesome. It's called Karma and Luck. And it's either in the Venetian or Palazzo shops. And it is amazing. They've got like Tree of Life. They've got all different kinds of stones. The bowls where you do like, I forget what they call them, but kind of air bowls or things. It's really a cool store, and to learn about the different stones and things.
I think you need to have an education on them. Like, if you just buy a bunch of crystals, you don't really know what
you
to
know
do
the
with them.
Yes, exactly.
And things like that. So what kind of crystal did you guys end up getting?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't?
No,
what color was it?
There was like a light blue one. There was a crystal-looking one. The one looked like crystal.
Like a white one?
Yeah, a white one.
Clear.
There's a brown one. But speaking of the sage, my wife was told that when you get your crystals, you need to get sage and sage your crystals to have a fresh start with them, because you never know who was handling them.
Right.
So unfortunately, the crystal shop was out of sage. And the guy's like, you know, there's a smoke shop next door. They've got sage.
Oh.
So we went to the smoke shop, and we got some sage. And we got home, and my wife, we saged the crystals outside. And we both had heard you're supposed to sage the inside of your house. So this thing is, it's smoking like crazy. Let me go sage the house. So I go into our house, and I sage the entire house, every nook and cranny, the garage, every closet, every shower, every bathroom, sage the entire house. Our house smells like a two-alarm fire went off still.
Oh, my gosh.
It smells awful.
Yeah, you got it, all the bad stuff out of there. No one wants to go into a place that smells like
all
that.
All the ghosts like, dude.
Oh, stinks.
Oh, man. I think I did the saging wrong, but she's loving her crystals. She had them in bed on Saturday night. I hear her rubbing rocks on Saturday.
Hey, if it makes her feel better, what's the harm?
Exactly. Hey, I'm not going to take that away from her.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting some texts here at 21732. Some people saying it works. Others saying, it is the power of suggestion. But like I said, if the end result is a happier person, then I'm all for it, whether it works or not, Now I'm like, maybe I should go get one.
Oh, I'll bring in some rocks from my backyard and tell you they're healing rocks.
Yeah, really.
We got the Hot 3 coming up. What do you have?
Okay, so a major store files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We're going to tell you which one it is. Also, why your Instagram feed may be changing very soon, and a new website that has to be the dumbest website in the world, or maybe it's just genius. You be the judge. We'll tell you about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
If it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
Your chance at winning $1,000 is coming up next hour with Mix 94.1's 12K Payday 720. We give you that hour's winning code word.
I think we go out with this news immediately.
What news is that?
It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
Sears is filing bankruptcy in an effort to survive. The 124-year-old company that once dominated retail in America is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Before internet shopping drastically changed the whole retail arena, Sears stores anchored malls across the country. Sears bankruptcy petition lists assets of $1 billion to $10 billion and liabilities between $10 billion and $50 billion.
When's the last time you went into Sears here in Las Vegas?
Where is a Sears? I don't even know. I haven't been in Sears in years.
Sears Grand, it's in. I guess you could say the same complex as Target, but in the complete opposite end.
Oh, on Flamingo?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I've not been in a Sears for a very long time. But I remember my parents used to like to shop at Sears. If you needed a shirt and some tires, you could go to one
Sears
store.
Had it all.
Sears always smelled like tires, in my opinion, no matter where you walked in. There's a smell to Sears. I don't know if it still smells that way, but I remember if you walked me in blindfolded, I'd go, we're in Sears. Delicious.
I went to Sears here, Flamingo and 215, a couple weeks ago, looking for tennis balls.
At Sears? Oh,
well,
yeah.
I needed some tennis balls, okay? Do you think I found said tennis balls at Sears? Yay or nay?
I'm going to say you went to that specific location.
Sears Grand. I finished working at it. I need some tennis balls to play with the dog in the backyard. I know. I don't feel like going to Target. Sunday, it's crowded. I'll go to Sears Grand.
I say yes, you did find your tennis balls there.
I walked into Sears and walked out with no tennis balls.
Oh.
But I got a new set of tires. My car is running great.
Yeah, seriously. What? I can't believe they didn't have tennis balls.
But in the same way, growing up, we would always, to get into the mall, we didn't just use the mall entrance. We parked outside Sears, and we walked through Sears to get to the mall.
Yeah, and sometimes we would get our family photos.
Oh, yeah, the Sears portrait?
Oh, man. My dad's like, we all have to get dressed up. Wear your Sunday best. And then it was like we're standing in a library. Like, why would we just be randomly standing in a library smiling, the whole family? Like, oh, books. Oh.
We're in our library.
I love this place. Also this morning, Instagram is testing a new feature so you will no longer have to scroll through a feed. The social media giant's testing a way to look through posts by tapping on them, similar to the way users do on Instagram stories. If the test is successful, it would get rid of the standard scrolling feature characteristic on Instagram. I don't like change, and I typically, I like the way I scroll through, but there's one thing I'm not liking about Instagram, and that is, like, let's say I open it up really quick, and I see a photo I like, but I get distracted, and I have to, put it down, and I don't get to like it, and then I go back, and I go to like it, and it's gone.
It's already buried down below.
It's not even buried. Like, I will literally keep scrolling, trying to find it. I can't find it. And then I can't remember who even posted that. That happens to me a lot. So I don't know what I want, but that's
it. So I just opened it up, okay?
Okay.
The new feature would be, if I want to continue, I have to hit it.
You tap it to see the next picture. Tap it to see the next picture. Tap it.
Oh, instead of just scrolling, you got to tap, tap, tap to move it.
So what if you tap it and then it says you like it.
And oh, I was just thinking that. I didn't want to tap because I don't want to like this photo.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I'm not a big fan of this idea.
No, tap once, it doesn't like it. Tap twice to like.
Well, what if you think you tapped and
you
didn't?
Oh, all of a sudden. Yeah,
there's just too
many. And
then
you unlike it, but what if they saw my like and then it took my like away?
You could just swipe. But again, that could come off as a tap. It could get ugly.
What's
here,
the first
folks.
Picture? You just open up your Instagram. What is it?
Wait, let me like shut it down again to see what opens. Same thing. The Shriner. Oh no, Unlimited London. It's a picture of a street in London and flags. What's yours?
See, mine is you two performing.
Oh.
But it's funny because I wanted to scroll back to the last one. It was a picture of a cabin, and I got to scroll down to find that picture that I liked.
You're not going
to
be able to find it now.
Oh, my God. I wanted to like that. It was a nice looking cabin.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Finally, this morning, I can't tell if this is the dumbest website in the world or the most genius. And maybe that is the point. There's a new website called whopaid99cents.com. And it's simple. It offers you the chance to pay 99 cents to see who else paid 99 cents. That's it.
All right.
A never-ending hall of mirrors filled with people paying to see who paid. The website was created by a computer entertainment company in Brooklyn called Thinko, more as a viral stunt than an actual way to make money. So how many people have done it? I don't know. I'm not paying 99 cents to find out, just out of pure principle, people. But we do know it's in at least the hundreds based on reports. You want an exact answer, you're going to have to pay 99 cents to get it.
You know what we say to that?
What? Who does that?
Don't do it, people. I just tell you these things to keep you away from these things. So don't go check and
see.
Is this
part of you want to see if you know anyone that has paid the 99 cents?
Who does that?
I don't. I want to see how many people. I don't want to see the number of people because then I would just not be able to
look at
you the
same way. I know, this company's making money off of us just for doing that. Taylor Swift on Mix 94.1.
Is it wrong to bribe a child? 702-364-9400. Or have you bribed your child or children? How did your parents try to bribe you? Or maybe it wasn't even your parents. Maybe it was an adult. I'm curious. You can text us also at 21732. So I set out a bribe for my kid last week, and I discovered over the weekend that I do not have to pay up on this bribe.
Uh-oh.
Because mission was not accomplished. I actually feel really bad about this, too. I don't know. Maybe tell me if this is wrong. So last week, my youngest was so nervous because they had to run the mile in PE, and she's like, I'm just scared. You have to do it under a certain time, and I'm scared because I have to stop and walk. And I'm like, don't stress. I go, just jog the whole way. I go, when you want to walk, just jog. Just keep it consistent. Because what she does is she goes all out.
Sprints.
Right off the bat. And then she's like, ugh. And I'm like, don't do that. Just go consistent and you'll make that. She's like, I don't know. I always feel like I have to stop. And I'm like, I tell you what. She's really into clothes. Like, she is little mini fashionista. And I said, I will buy you a brand new dress if you are able to meet your goal of running the mile and under the time that they
give you. You want to see what the time is or no?
I can't remember the exact time. I want to say it was like 10 minutes and 20 seconds or something like
that. That's pretty
fast. It's pretty fast. They're kids.
It's pretty quick.
You know, but... And she's like, really? And I'm like, yes, I'll get you a brand new dress. And so I'm like pulling for her. And so I think it was on Thursday they did it. And so Saturday I'm thinking, hey, I never heard if she finished the mile in that time. So I'm like, hey, do we need to go shopping for a brand new dress? She looks at me and she goes, no.
Oh,
I'm like, what? What happened? She's like, I missed it by 20 seconds.
Oh, no kidding.
Or maybe it was 20 seconds. It was close.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
I was like, really? You missed it? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. what do I do? I can't pay up on a bribe that she didn't meet the requirements of the bribe as much as my heart wants to. I can't. It was a celebratory thing. I don't look at it as a bribe. But what did you bribe your kid with? 702 702- 364-9400. Or maybe you want to call out your parents for trying to bribe you some way. What was it? Let's talk to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi. I don't know if this makes me a bad parent, but I bribe my kids not to do the school fundraisers.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like, okay, there's a lot of school fundraisers. I'm with you on that. And you know, it helps the schools. It's great. But sometimes there's like, you gotta sell a certain amount of whatevers. And then you as a parent, Katie, have to go to all your friends and ask them. Was that the whole reason behind it?
Yeah, and I work at a school. So it's not like I can get my coworkers to buy the same stuff that we're peddling ourselves. And my kids want the toy that you have to sell, like, $5,000 worth of cookie dough to get something you can buy at the dollar store. So I say, here's $20 each. We're not going to do the cookie dough. And then, yes, so that's my parenting win or parenting fail. I'm not sure.
I think that's a win.
I think it is, too, and I get it, because when you work with a bunch of teachers, you're all doing the fundraiser. So it makes no sense to ask them. And I get it. There's family and friends, but you can only go to that well so many times. Like, we had a cookie fundraiser, too, recently, mm-hmm. and I said, you're not allowed to ask any of our friends and family, because they had just gone to, you were one of them, for a volleyball fundraiser.
Oh, that's right. I remember the volleyball. It was via text message, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I didn't know about that until it was too late. So cookie dough comes around, and I'm like, nope, we'll buy the cookie dough. So I bought like 10 things of cookie dough.
Freezer filled with cookie dough.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but, and then I made homemade cookies the other week, and my daughter's like, why didn't we use a cookie dough? I'm like, oh, my gosh. I forgot we have 10 pounds of it in there. Let's talk to Sam. Sam, you're one of our junior listeners. How are you this morning?
Good.
Now, how did you get bribed by your parent?
My dad, he said if I can get my grade up, he would bring me and my little brother to a car show.
Now, did you get your grade up?
Yeah, he brought me to the car show. We got to see all the cars and everything. But one of my sisters got a little mad at me for going.
Why?
Because she loves cars, and she was the one helping him. She was one of the kids helping him.
Oh, This sounds like your kind of dude, JC, going to car shows.
Do you have a favorite car, Sam? What's your favorite car?
Mustang.
You know, I have a Mustang, Sam.
I know. I listen to you guys every morning.
Yeah.
Sam, did you know he has an automatic Mustang?
Nice. My dad has a stick.
His dad knows where it's at. Your dad is cool, Sam. Keep doing that thing you do.
He's like, yeah, my dad's got a stick. That's awesome, Sam.
His dad knows what it's all about.
Sam, hey, Dad, you know JC on the radio has a Mustang. Yeah, son, his is an automatic.
Did you hear how he said it? Nice. My dad has a stick. That was awesome.
Good for you, Sam. That's awesome. And good for you, Mercedes, for sticking to your guns. You know, and Brooklyn, your youngest, knew what was up. She didn't come to you and say, hey, Mom, I didn't make it. Can I still get the dress? She knows the rules of the street. A bribe is a bribe. And she didn't get it.
The rules of the street. Yeah, the rules of the street in my house. In the suburbs.
Good for you for holding your ground.
I feel bad. I want to get it for her, but I can't.
You can't, because then next time you do a bribe,
I know.
There'll be no power behind it. Michael Bublé, quitting music. Details coming up in 7 minutes.
This is The Daily Dirt. Just the right amount of celebrity juice and Hollywood gossip. Mix 94.1.
Well, I mean, the big news is the fact that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are having their first baby. The palace revealed that Meghan is due by spring of next year. 37-year-old Meghan is in good health, and they've had a successful 12-week scan, suggesting that the baby is due in late April. And we already have our front runner of names.
Oh, really? What is it?
Yes. If it's a girl, they're saying either Victoria or Alice.
Alice is cute. You don't meet many little girls named Alice anymore. And I'd never met I don't know anyone named Alice. Actually.
I worked with an Alice back east once.
Alice, I think of Alice Merton. We played a song by Alice Merton.
Alice Merton.
But that's the only Alice I know.
Alice's, rally around us, 702-364-9400. How many Alices are out there?
I really don't. That's so bizarre.
Let's change that. Let's get an Alice to call, and you can become good friends with whatever Alice calls the show.
Do you know any Alices besides the one you worked with?
Oh, God, what if I do and I'm blanking out?
I know. That's what I'm trying to think. Watch, like, that be a family member's name. Oh, whoops. I forgot about that, Alice.
Now, if it's a boy, they're saying Albert, Arthur, or Philip, if it's a boy.
Philip, after Prince Philip.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we shall see. No word. Megan's, they say her mom, Doria, has been seen taking baby care classes in California and could move to the UK to help with nanny duties. And no word if she's told her father whether or not he's going to be a grandfather or not, if he's finding out when he's reading and listening to the radio this morning.
I hope they make amends. I really do.
Very sad.
That shouldn't be happening. I know we kind of joke about it, but that's a really sad situation.
I'm sure everyone saw this. Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, their marriage is off. Now, Ariana Grande was supposed to return to the stage this weekend for the first time since her ex-boyfriend Mac Miller died. She had a charity event, a cancer charity fundraiser. She had to back out. Obviously, so much going on in her world. But let's hope, hopefully she gets everything dialed back in when she comes back or comes to Las Vegas for that New Year's Eve show on the 29th.
Yeah, that's... Gosh, I hope everything is okay for her. That's going to be a tough time she's going through.
Are you still watching SNL? Because Pete Davidson was on SNL this past weekend. He even mentioned Ariana Grande a couple of times during a couple of sketches. And they were just seen together last week. And there is some rumors that there is... It's not a bad breakup, so there's a chance they might get back together. We'll see.
I do watch it. I usually watch the opening sketch, and I try to wait until Weekend Update. That's pretty much all I like to watch. But did you watch this weekend with Thirsty Cops?
It's on the DVR, no. There's the chicks, the female cops coming after the guys.
They're all thirsty. It's really funny.
In a new interview, Michael Bublé said he's quitting the music business. Now, a bunch of fools thought he was serious, and this rumor took off this past weekend. And the rumor got started thanks to an interview in Britain's Daily Mail tabloid. So in the interview, Bublé says, quote, "This is my last interview. I'm retiring from the business. I've made the perfect record, and now I can leave at the very top." The writer then adds, "Somehow, though, I don't think he really means it. Thing is, people only saw that opening line and said, Bublé's quitting music."
Oh, and they didn't...
And read it. It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Well, the thing also with him, I've noticed as a big Michael Bublé fan...
Mm-hmm.
He's really sarcastic. So he's probably like saying, "Oh, it's so great. Now I can retire.
Now I can step away."
So that's what I'm guessing happened. You just don't get tone when you read a transcript.
Exactly.
You don't hear it.
Here's his latest song. Is called "Love You Anymore."
Just because I accidentally slip and say your name, when I hear a song, it makes me insecure. Just because I know I'll never ever feel the same.
All right, let's skip Halloween, let's skip Thanksgiving, and let's get into the Christmas spirit.
Okay.
Because over the weekend, John Legend released two songs off his new Christmas album, A Legendary Christmas. Here's a little sample of some John Legend covering some Christmas classics.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
You know, it's a colder morning here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
A little windy.
I was thinking.
Well, there she is.
On the way in this morning, how much I would love to just play some Christmas music because it was so cold. 52 degrees cold. I was like, woo.
Do you want to do this? Not play Christmas music, but play some Lady Gaga?
Yes!
Because the number one album in the country belongs to Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born. I saw it. Mercedes just saw it this past weekend. We both love the movie. The single is called Shallow. You want to play the whole thing?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to.
I don't know if there's an intro, so let's do it. Here it is, off the number one album in the in the country. Whoever thought we'd be saying this, it's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper on Mix 94.1. After seeing that movie.
Such a good movie. Oh my goodness.
It's Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Back to the music in 30 seconds. Mix 94.1, free ride traffic.
This lead and report is sponsored by Credit One Bank. Credit cards perfect for every day. In literally 60 seconds, you could see if you pre-qualify for a Credit One Bank Platinum Visa with a credit line perfect for every day, and it won't harm your credit score. Visit GoCreditOne.com to see if you pre-qualify. You've literally got nothing to lose but a minute. Live from the Findlay Toyota Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Green Valley Ranch Resort. Accident at the eastern exit from the 95 South, Surface Street injury wreck northbound on Rancho past Sahara in the right lane. Crash at Arville and Flamingo. Overall travel times aren't too bad. The most congestion is southbound on the 15 before Sahara. Get your tickets now for 98 degrees at Christmas. Saturday, November 17th in the Grand Event Center at Green Valley Ranch Resort. 98 degrees at Christmas, kicking off the holidays at Green Valley Ranch this November. Get tickets at any Station Casino's Reward Center. I'm Izzy J. Now back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We have so many great prizes for you this morning, including tickets to the official Pride Parade after party. We have them coming up here in, let's say, 11 minutes on those.
Let's say 11 minutes. Let's say that.
You and I both love what we do, right? With a passion, I believe.
Nah. Of course.
Well, maybe this is perfect for you, because I was talking to a friend of mine in radio, and he said that this is how his daughter does a morning show like us, not here in town, but this is how his daughter described to his friends what he does for a living. She says, "My dad talks to cars."
Talks to cars?
Talks to cars. And when you say it like that, it's kind of a little depressing.
You wonder, like, what's wrong with Dad? Why is he talking to cars?
Why is Dad talking to cars?
Talk to people.
In her mind, he is talking, and his voice is coming out in the car radios. So her dad is talking to cars.
Okay, now that's kind of cute. Hopefully she's young. Yeah.
She's like 32.
25 years old. My dad talks to cars. So she describes it in that way. So I bet people are thoroughly confused whenever she tells them what he does for a living.
Is there a depressing way you can describe what your job is? Like, call us up right now at 702-364-9400 and tell us what you do in the most depressing manner possible. And let us try to guess what your job is.
If I had to describe our job in a depressing way.
In a depressing way.
I would say... I work in an enclosed room, and it doesn't sound that depressing. And I talk to my friend.
Spin it. I sit. Well, how about this? I sit in a six by 12 room for 6 hours every morning, talking to the same person every day.
I sit in a padded room and talk all morning.
There's pads.
Oh, that's depressing. Mm-hmm. That sounds really bad. One of our former salespeople, the people that sell the commercials on the air that you hear, I remember she used to, when I'd introduce her, I'd be like, "This is so-and-so." And she works with me at the station. And they're like, "Oh, what do you do?" She says, "I sell air." So that was the way she kind of described her job. And they'd always be like, "What?" And then I sell commercials. I sell airtime.
Oh,
that was
a
quirky
girl.
Little thing. So that's how the depressing way she would describe.
Okay, let's say you're a UPS delivery person. How would you describe being a UPS driver, delivery person, in a depressing way?
A UPS person, I turn right all day, because aren't they supposed to always turn right? How would you describe that?
I deliver brown all day. I am constantly bringing presents and gifts to people, but never receiving anything myself.
Oh, sad. So sad.
You're delivering all the packages to people, but never getting anything yourself.
Can I just say something? Mm-hmm. I didn't notice it. Not to get off topic. I didn't notice it.
What?
I smell onions now.
Oh my gosh. Jocelyn,
Jocelyn. I didn't smell it at first, but now I smell it.
I'm so sorry. My sweet, sweet dad, he's like in a mood. He's like, "I'm going to make some soup because it's cold." And his base is an onion. And I smell like onions. And I went to my car and I grabbed some spray. And it's just, I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness. Jocelyn smells like onions this morning.
How? But you smell like it. Were you helping him? Did you walk in the kitchen and cut the onions?
My keys are in the kitchen on a little hook.
So just walking into the kitchen,
yes.
You get that much onion on you.
I was standing right next to the stove. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's like in my hair.
Well, that's the thing. Like whenever I cook, our house smells like whatever I cook for a couple of days. So I get that. But it's funny because she comes in and she's like all apologetic. Like, "I'm sorry I smell like onions." I'm like, "I don't smell anything." And JC's like, "You smell like hand sanitizer and onions." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And literally like the smell must have finally drifted to me, because all of a sudden I'm like, and I'm checking myself. Like, I'm... "What is that?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I smell the onion."
And then she tried to cover it with some kind of spray. So whatever spray you put on, you smell that first. At least I smelled it when I went by your studio. I smelled that hand sanitizer-y air freshener spray. But underneath it, I smelled the onion, covering up the onion.
Is there any way to get that out? Like, you have to shower, basically, is the only way to get it out, huh?
Yeah, or if somebody has some dry shampoo, I don't know. But I need something, because it's in my hair. That's where it is. I keep smelling, like, my underarms, and I'm like, no, I have deodorant. It's not my sweater. It's my hair.
Oh, my gosh. Well, since I work with onion ladies, the depressing way I describe my job.
Describe, Jocelyn, your job in a very depressing way.
I look at a computer screen and
out the window wishing I could be out there.
Yeah, basically.
You look in and see me. I got to stare at JC all day. Oh, my God.
Jade says, I throw away hair.
A hairstylist, barber.
Yes,
yeah.
Hair dry. I have to handle people's boxes all day.
I'm going to be safe and say UPS as
well. Yes, it is UPS. What else would it be?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I sit in a room 8x9 and push keys and papers all day long while my butt and waistline gets bigger. That's from Alicia. She didn't actually tell us what she does. She just described it. That's it. This one, I draw lines every day. A professional engineer that designs transportation infrastructure in the valley.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I draw lines every day. Oh, I take freedom away and can spray kids with hot peppers.
And spray. So I'm thinking mace, like a security guard?
Juvenile probation officer. I take freedom away, can spray kids with hot peppers.
What do you do for a living?
Wow, that's a way. Maybe that's what happened to Jocelyn. She got sprayed with hot peppers and it just smells like onions.
We got the hot three coming up. What do you have?
All right. This is kind of a sad stat, but 74% of us say that we never see this anymore. What is it? Also, a woman says she accidentally stabbed her husband. Mm-hmm. Wait until you hear how she accidentally did this. And a guy steals his neighbor's debit card. Wait until you hear what he bought with it. $8,000 worth of this. We'll tell you coming up next in the Hot 3.
The Mercedes Hot 3. Mix 94.1.
Do you have a relative you spent a lot of time with when you were growing up? Maybe like a cousin or an aunt, and you haven't seen or talked to them in years?
Yes. Some cousins and stuff. Absolutely. Sure.
Okay. According to a new survey, 74% of people say, yeah, they've got a close family member that they have totally lost touch with. And a quarter say that they haven't seen the person in at least a decade. Do you have one that you've gone a decade without seeing?
Yes.
Oh, my
absolutely.
Gosh.
Do you have any aunts or uncles or cousins? I think we all. And that's why the number's so high.
I've seen them within the decade.
Since 2008, you've seen all family members?
Since 2008, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because there was a big 30th anniversary party for one of my aunts and uncles, and we were all there.
I forgot about my brother's wedding. I did see a bunch, yeah. So I think I might. I am less than 10 years. I was thinking of my cousin Mark, who was just, and nothing happened. Just, you know, I'd see him all the time as a kid. And then just, you know, I moved to Las Vegas and just life happens. And he was at my wedding. And I think he was at my wedding.
You don't even remember?
You know, he was at my wedding. Yeah, he was.
I haven't seen my own brother, though, in 2 years.
Since your father's funeral?
Yep.
Mercedes. Now, come on now.
That was the last time I saw one of my brothers. It was my dad's funeral 2 years ago. That's really bad.
That's real. When's the last time you had a nice phone conversation with him?
It's been a while. It's been a while. There was a lot of tensions and a lot of things that were said that hurt people. And so...
Got to work past that, though.
I know. But it's like we're both so stubborn that...
You're above that. I know you. Extend the olive branch to him.
Not above it. No.
Much below it.
I've actually... I don't want to say I've tried 100%. I've reached out, and then I kind of felt like it wasn't... no one was receptive. And then I know he's felt the same way. So I'm not going to just put it all on him. It's both of us. It really is, but...
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
May I speak on this? What I think is going on or no?
Sure, go ahead.
You want to go home and be in Denver with your mom for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But your brother, his wife, and his now two kids also want to go. So there's a dispute over who gets the house. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to give him the house. You don't want to stay in the house. There's a hotel close to your house. You don't want the house. Give him. That is a blessing. Give him the house. You get the hotel. You can drive over and hang out with mom all day long. When it comes to time to sleep in, go to the hotel and get your own space.
You're like 80% right. But basically, it really doesn't have anything to do with the house anymore. It has to do with my mom not wanting us to be there together because she's afraid of us fighting.
That's sad. You need to tell your mom, guarantee mom, this is going to be good for the family, all of us together. How awesome is that going to be? You work through whatever issues need to be worked out, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. This would be a great time for you to talk about not seeing family members, for your daughters to spend time with their cousins.
She gets really stressed out, though, with us being together. And I even tell her, I promise I won't fight. I promise we won't fight. But, you know, things happen. Anyway, not to get sidetracked, but...
Holidays.
What are you doing for the holidays?
I don't know.
Can I take a guess on what's going on here?
Okay, go ahead. We're talking Christmas. Let's talk Christmas.
Christmas. You want to go back home.
Okay.
But you're worried about your dogs.
Gah.
And you can't take your dogs. You used to be able to take Zoe, but now that you have Jackson, he's grown so big, you can't take him. And then also, you don't want to put anyone out by bringing the dog. So you're thinking you're going to stay here with the dogs, even though you want to be with your family.
That's very close.
We know each other.
Here's the interesting twist, though. Turns out our Australian cattle dog, the Blue Heeler, is the runt of the litter, and he's a tiny fella.
Oh, my gosh. And he's huge, huh?
He's what?
He's huge, huh?
No, he's tiny.
Oh, I thought he was. Runt. But I know, but,
oh, but he's big.
He's a big dog. Yeah. So he's the runt, but he's big. So that makes me wonder how big are non-runts.
Oh, the non-runts.
Yeah.
But the max when it comes to flying with your dog, 25 pounds.
And he is?
Under 25 pounds.
Do you really want to travel with him?
I don't know.
It's too much, JC.
I know it is.
You really have to cut the cord on the dogs. I get it. You love them, but they can stay at a doggy daycare. Find a friend. If I'm here for a short period of time, I will watch your dogs for you. I am saying it right now. I will watch your dogs for you. They can stay at our house as long as
they're listening. They listen every morning. Jack's like,
as long as they don't expect to sleep
in party at Mercedes' house.
They don't sleep in bed with you, right?
No.
Okay.
Crates.
Okay.
Lock those.
Oh, then they, yeah.
Lock
then
them
that's
up.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah.
They have their own room with posters on the wall and everything.
Oh, really? They have a room?
They've got their own bedroom.
They've got like dogs in seductive poses. Dogs in bikinis.
Zoe's, you know, a little bit older. She's in her teens. I want my own room.
It's National Pug Day, by the way. Oh, I love pugs. Anyway.
Mark my words and heed them well. I called the Pete Davidson Ariana Grande separation. I am calling this. You will have a dog within 6 months' time.
I will not. I cannot. Because I like to go home to visit. All right. We don't have time for the rest of the stories. Really quick, do you want to talk to Emma? Because I met Emma over the weekend. She likes you.
Mm.
Emma, good morning.
Emma,
will you tell everyone where we met this weekend?
At the movies.
And what was I doing when you came up to me?
Emma, get on there.
I was buying popcorn. And Emma and her mom came up to me and were like, they just stood right in front of me. And I was like, hello? And they're like, we listen to the show. We love you. We love JC. And I was like, oh, you got to call on Monday and say hi. And say hi to JC.
You saw A Star Is Born over the weekend.
Yes.
What theater did you go to?
We went to the Suncoast Theater, same theater you went to.
That's the best.
We have those reclining seats. It was really nice.
So good. You can buy your tickets in advance.
Yeah.
Tears. I told you my wife was bawling walking out of that movie. You?
I was not bawling, but only because you gave me a heads up she would be bawling. So I was trying to be like calm. Except it's funny though. The guy next to me, I was sitting next to a man. We were very close. Those seats were close, and I could tell he was trying not to cry. And at one point, he goes, like he made some weird choking noise. And I looked at him through the corner of my eyes, and he's like, and he's like, allergies.
Like, yeah, the right. Allergies are really bad
allergies,
over the weekend. Here's what we got coming up: 8 o'clock hour, 8:25. A pair of tickets to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour. And at 8:20, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K payday. Can we get into Little Miss Onion later on this hour, please?
Little Miss Onion. You remember as a kid, they had those like Little Miss Sunshine, Little Mr. Happiness, or whatever. JC's calling Jocelyn Little Miss Onion.
Because her father was. We get in this now.
Go ahead.
Well, it's nothing bad, but she woke up this morning because the weather is cold. Her dad decided to make some homemade soup. He's in the kitchen cutting up onions, chopping up onions, and apparently Jocelyn, her hair is like a magnetic chamber and just smells stick to it. And she went into the kitchen to get her keys, and she had this onion smell, which, you know what, we probably wouldn't have picked up on unless she pointed it out. And she came in, and she wanted to match that onion smell, so she sprayed some kind of sanitizer in the air and walked through it. So now we get a whiff of, like, Lysol and then onions when she comes in the studio.
Can you put Febreze in your hair? I think I have Febreze in my bag if you want to Febreze your hair. But it reminded me, I have a friend. Okay, so you smell like onions, Jocelyn. It's all right. You're going to the smell will fade during the day. But I have a friend who you know, JC. I don't know if you remember this, but he broke up with a girl because she smelled. And she didn't smell like B.O. or anything nasty. He broke up with her because she just had a scent of metal. She smelled like metal. And he couldn't deal with it anymore. So as far as breaking up with someone for the pettiest reason, have you ever done that? What was the petty reason you broke up with someone? Or maybe someone broke up with you. He's like, and he told her, he said, I'm sorry, I really like you a lot, but you have a scent of metal.
Oh, he told her?
He told her.
I didn't know that part.
And she was like, what? He's like, you smell metallic. I can't put my finger on it, but it's just this waft that I get around you. And he says, I don't think our pheromones jive with each other. And that's what he boiled it down to. But he broke up with a girl because she smelled like metal.
Can anyone beat that shallow reason? Is that a... Wait a minute, you know what, though? When he put it that... 702-364-9400. Maybe like the odd reason you broke up with someone. But when he put it that way, Mercedes, about our pheromones didn't mesh. Imagine having a metal smell around you all the time. I could see where he was coming from.
But I think, oh dear, how do I say this?
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
You do?
I think
then
so.
Then you say it.
No way. Because growing up, I detected that metal smell on my sister.
Okay, yes. Okay, I think.
Only on my sister. My wife, not you, no one else, just my sister. Really weird.
I think it's sometimes women smell like metal. Sometimes. That's all.
Once a month. Perhaps.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Well, just in case, let's put it all out there, okay? We're family, right?
Yes.
Speaking of family, it's only on my sister. Really weird. Growing up, I could, and whatever, I don't care, but...
Maybe it's a pheromone thing, because you guys come from the same genetic makeup.
Yeah.
So you can tell when something's off with her.
And I still know that when I go home. And if I go home, sometimes I go see her, everything's great. Sometimes I go see her, I'm like, I don't say anything. And I don't make that sound and point at her either. I just know. I should, next time I smell it, I should ask her.
Don't ask
just
her.
Just to confirm.
You're going to make her super self-conscious. 702-364-9400. Do you believe that women smell like that sometimes? Have you ever broken up with someone for a petty reason? A lot going on here. Let's talk to Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, did you break up with someone for a petty reason?
Well, if you call breaking up with somebody because they smell like fish all the time a petty reason, then yeah.
Okay, so you were with someone, he smelled like fish, and did you tell him that?
It came up because he had been struggling with this his entire life. He had some sort of like ailment. It's like an actual thing where he smelled like fish all the time. That was his natural smell, and it was just so strong. And no matter what he did, no matter what deodorant he used, he would shower 3-4 times a day, and it was like a big problem in his life. And he was beautiful. He was absolutely gorgeous, tall, dark, and handsome. And it really was really bad, and he was so self-conscious that he actually brought it up himself. I didn't want to say anything because, you know, hey, you smell like fish. What's up with that? He's like, hey, just so you know, you know, I suffer from this condition and there's nothing I can do about it. So I actually went on a couple more dates with him, but I really just couldn't tolerate it. And I felt really bad and shallow because he was a really nice guy. I just could not get past the smell, but it's an actual thing. And I if you Google it, I forgot the name of the condition, but it's an actual thing.
It's no, I've heard of that before where people just, they cannot... It has nothing to do with diet. Because mm-hmm. I know, like, if my husband eats garlic, that's it. 2 days, there's nothing happening because I cannot handle it.
Do you take a fish oil? Because I hear about how great fish oils are.
Yeah.
But I always see on the cap lip bottles, no burpy fish aftertaste. That's always prevented me from taking that. I'm like, wait, can you be burping up fish if you're taking fish oils? I don't want to be doing that.
I take a fish oil, and it doesn't say, do I smell like fish?
No.
Because I've always asked my husband that. I was really paranoid, and he's like, no, you don't. Maybe that's why I'm, like, so obsessed with smelling like coconut, because...
You want to try to... If there is any smell,
yeah,
mask
it. To take that away. Let's talk to Candace. We're getting a lot of text, too, at 21732 on petty reasons you broke up with people. Candace, why did you break up with someone?
My bicep was bigger than his.
Oh, my.
I went to go, I'm a big arm person, so when I went to grab his arm, like, you know, like to grab him for a date or whatever, it was just mushy, and mine's like, and I lift a lot, so I was like, no, I can't.
You know what, if that's like the aesthetic you're going for, you're attracted to what you're attracted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one says, I once broke up with someone because they were geographically undesirable. I was at the foot of Anthem. She was at 95 in Ann. Bye, Felicia. Yeah, that's far.
That's a journey.
That's far. I feel bad saying that, but, you know. I stopped dating a guy because of his accent. We were living in Syracuse, New York. He was from Boston, and I would get so distracted by his accent. Yeah, and if you're in New York, you don't want to be
that
with someone
Boston
with a Boston
accent.
It's a lot of trouble there. Went and saw A Star Is Born this weekend.
Amazing,
wasn't
right?
Wasn't that a good movie? I didn't know. I've never seen I guess there were three made before mm-hmm. this one. Never saw one of them. Didn't know what it was about, really. And so I just want to, like, first of all, give you all a hand clap for not revealing any spoilers. Because I went into it completely blind. And so the ending was great. It was a great movie. But on... We're getting ready to go. My husband's like, we're going to go see a movie. We're going to have a date night. And I'm like, sweet. So I got dressed and, you know, I wore a pair of jeans and a top and, you know, nothing super fancy, but still look nice. And he comes downstairs and he's literally wearing sweatpants. Sweatpants and a t-shirt that said, London, just do it.
London, just do it.
It was a Nike shirt he got in London.
Sweatpants to the movies?
Yeah.
Wait, sweatpants to date night?
Yeah. I'm like, are you wearing sweatpants? And he's like, these are joggers. I'm like, so sweatpants, basically. Like, well, that's what a jogger is. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a tapered ankle. And he's like, well, we're just going to the movies. I'm like, you said we're having date night. And he's like, yeah, but at the movies. So let me ask you, is it wrong for someone to wear sweatpants on date night, even if it's just the movies?
What time was your movie?
7:30.
Oh, that's a nighttime movie. Maybe if it's a matinee date where you're leaving the house, you're going to see a movie, and you're coming home, and that's it, then I could see the joggers. But the fact to me, and I've got joggers, love them, so comfortable, wearing around the house all the time.
Around the house.
Yeah, you know, last week I had that fever and everything,
yeah.
And I had the joggers on, and my wife calls them my comfy clothes. Like, she knows I'm not going out when she comes home. She goes, oh, the comfy clothes. And she came home, and it was like 5 o'clock, I had the comfy clothes on. And I had to run down to the grocery store. I wanted to get some stuff for that stuff I was fighting last week. And so I ran down in my joggers, and I felt so, like, dirty. Like, ooh, I'm going to the grocery store in my sweatpants. What if I see someone in my joggers? So, I'm digressing, rambling. If it's a matinee, I accept the joggers. The fact that it was an evening date, I think you should wear pants.
Thank you. Well, I did a little impromptu Instagram poll. And, you know, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Everyone agreed with him. 64% to 36% saying joggers are fine. And that I was being too nitpicky, which, hey, look, I tend to be. That's just my job as a wife. We're supposed to be nitpicky, right? But the thing is, people were saying that I have unfair expectations. And I thought, I took offense to that. Because even if you've been married for a while, you should still be able to expect going out and having a nice date night, right? Like, is there a certain point where if you've been married X amount of years, then it's like you don't have to try anymore? And that, to me, I was like, what? You know.
But Matt still, maybe was it the movie aspect of it? Were you guys doing dinner afterwards, or was movie and go home?
It was, he said, maybe we can play video poker after, which we did. Oh. We lost $40, so I was like, I'm out of here.
But I've seen your pictures and you guys going out to dinners and events and everything, and Matt always dresses nice.
Yes.
We've been to galas together. Matt's always dressed very nice. I think it's the movie aspect of it. He wanted to be comfy at the movies. But again, though, the date night, evening movie, you should have put pants on.
Let's talk to Anita. Anita, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, Mercedes. Hi.
Hi.
It's Anita, your crazy story counselor friend.
Hi, Anita. How's
Anita.
It going?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Okay. I'm going to elicit your male counterpart's input on this, but I think that guys need directions.
Oh.
The operative statement is you expected him to, and he probably looked like a deer in the headlights.
Well, in his defense, I wasn't going to say anything, but he ended up changing on his own. He goes, you know what? I'll change. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
So he changed that London Nike Just Do It shirt to something different?
Yeah, but he still kept on the joggers. No, but he ended up changing into some jeans and a t-shirt or whatever. But I don't know. I felt like after all these years, are you still as romantic with your wife as you were when you first started dating?
I think so. I would like to think so, yes. She is more of the dress down and stuff. There's many times, like Saturday we went shopping for crystals,
uh-huh.
And then we knew we were going to end up at dinner. So I dressed, you know, I had a nice, whatever, I had a shirt on and stuff. It wasn't like a button out or anything, but I dressed, you know, like I'm dressed kind of now. She had on the hat, the, you know, the leggings and stuff, a sweatshirt. She even leaving the house, she goes, I look like a little boy.
But do you like that look? Because maybe that's why she does that for you.
No, it just didn't bother me. I'm like, you're comfortable, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, we're running errands and doing dinner. So it did not bother me, no. But again, though, it's not like Matt's wearing sweatpants all the time.
No, he's not. But they were cool sweatpants. I'll give him that. You would be proud. They were Lululemon. I know you're a big fan. And he even said, JC likes Lululemon pants. I was like, you're not JC. I am not married to JC. No, I'm just kidding. I don't really come at him all that much. But he gives me a hard time, too, whenever I wear my sweatpants all right. over the place.
Here we go. Time to win right now. Tickets to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour. We've got New Kids on the Block. We've got Salt and Peppa. Tiffany, Debbie Gibson. I mean, gosh, what a show. Naughty by Nature. Your tickets right now. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
Okay, it's Monday, so we've got five fresh categories for you. Oh, my goodness. Debbie Gibson. Let's just take a listen.
All right, let's enjoy it. Let's soak it in.
You pick your category. You pick your partner. You get 60-60. You win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
Hi, Brooke.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Take a breath. Whoo, exhale.
Okay, okay.
You got this. Now, we need you to pick a category, Brooke. Do you want to go with food bank, stargazer, eating good, 31 nights, or let's play?
Food bank.
Food bank it is. This is National Food Bank Week, and these are things that your local food bank needs or they have in their supplies, things you would find at a food bank, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll pick you.
Okay.
All right, you guys. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you get tickets to this mixtape tour, which is going to be nuts. You guys start now.
Mott's makes this. They come in little cups for kids.
Applesauce.
Yes. This is they're cans of this fish that
sardines.
No, that you mix with mayonnaise to make a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is Hawaiians love this canned meat.
Bam.
Yes. This is if you have these in a, this would be like peas, green beans. They are all what?
canned goods?
Canned what?
Vegetables.
Yes. This is saltines. Ritz.
Crackers.
Yes. This is what you might use to fry your food in. Put a little bit of this in there.
Ham?
It's a Mediterranean diet. They use a lot of this.
Olive oil?
Yes! Yes.
Woo! Oh my gosh.
You got it! Congratulations, Brooke!
Thank you.
Brooke, check this out. You got tickets to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour with special guests Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, awesome. Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature, Mandalay Bay Event Center, May 25th. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, Brooke. We're going to have these passes all week long. We're going to flip-flop them every morning with Heads Up. So tomorrow morning, you can win the mixtape passes in the 6 o'clock hour. And the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, we're going to have these WWE passes.
You just announced it. SmackDown is coming to town in December, and we've got your tickets all week long. Song was released May 20th, 1997. Did Meredith Brooks and her song Bitch ever hit number one in the charts?
I'm going to say no.
Oh. It peaked at number two, though.
Oh, she did it? Back,
yeah.
Got close.
Yeah, that close.
Oh, man.
Meredith, you get a girl.
Bitch just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
Okay, so Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, are next in line to become royal parents. Kensington Palace announced today that the former Meghan Markle is due to have a baby next spring. This will be the first child for Meghan and Harry. The royal couple are on a tour of Australia that started this morning. The prince and the former actress married last May. They say that their child will be seventh in line for the throne.
You say the former Meghan Markle, she's the Duchess now?
Yeah, they don't use last names in royalty. It's the Duchess or the Duke of whatever or the Queen. And yeah, so that. But I still call her Meghan Markle.
But so if you're addressing her, do you call her Duchess?
Duchess of Sussex.
Every time? Like if you're at the house, they have you over for dinner and you need to ask, you know where the bathroom is. Duchess of Sussex, where's the restroom?
I think you can call her Meghan.
Oh, you can still call her Meghan.
But you don't call her Meghan Markle.
Okay.
It's like in the movie A Star is Born, he made a good point. It's like when you're famous, everyone calls you by your first and your last name.
Jackson Maine.
Yeah. And she's like, well, what do you want me to call you? Jack. Oh, okay. Like if I saw Meghan, I'd be like, Meghan Markle. It's like when I met Debbie Gibson 2 weeks ago, I kept calling her Debbie Gibson. And she's like, you can call me Deb. Debbie. I was like, oh, thanks, Debbie Gibson.
Jackson Maine.
Hey, JC Fernandez. How you doing, JC?
Hello, Mercedes Martinez.
Like, we never call our regular friends by
That's a good point.
Their first and last name. Also this morning, there's nothing quite like bringing your baby home from the hospital and going, okay, so now what do we do? According to a new study, parenting skills don't really come to us instantly. Researchers found it takes people an average of 103 days or about 3.5 months before they feel like they've got the hang of parenting. And here are the top signs that you've gotten to the point where you know what you're going to do with your new baby. One is if you're in a good routine. Two is if you know what the baby's different cries and sounds mean. Because a cry is not a cry is not a cry. You can tell. That's a hungry cry. Dirty diaper cry. You have to be able to translate that. Also, this is a sign that you know you know what you're doing. Being able to change a diaper quickly. Being able to leave the house with the baby and remember everything you need to bring and not getting frustrated or panicking when the baby starts crying.
102 days?
102 days? Yeah, 103 days.
Oh, well, I'm 800 days in and don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you'll still, I mean, it's different when it's your kid. You just know what everything means. But then you know, with other kids, it's funny because I'll hear another baby cry that I don't even know and I'll think, oh, that's a hungry cry. It's just weird that you hear things so differently. You'll see. Did you go to that baby shower that you were supposed to go to yesterday?
No, I did not. The couple's baby shower because I had to take care of some work stuff.
Oh, really?
The only problem is when you tell your wife that and she goes to the baby shower and your boss is there.
Our boss was there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's JC? This guy had work to take care of. Boss like, he did?
What
She's
work?
Like, yeah, lots of work to do.
I didn't give him any work.
Oh, yeah, everyone's like, oh, man, boss man, why are you making JC work on a Sunday? He's like, I don't know.
I didn't do anything. All right, finally this morning, if this is the best alibi you can come up with, you're probably not going to get off. But back in June, a 38-year-old woman named Rachel Fedanian in Lakeland, Florida, stabbed her 40-year-old husband, Bryant, and she killed him. This is not a happy story, but...
Okay, this is good.
She says it was an accident, and she was just cutting up a pizza as she was walking through the living room. She says her dog pooped right there on the floor, and she slipped on the poop and fell onto her husband knife first. The detectives did not find any signs of dog poop anywhere in the living room. Also, that wasn't the only story Rachel gave the cops. At one point, she also said she stabbed her husband accidentally when he ran at her and slipped. The cops aren't buying any of it. She was arrested last week for murder. But
maybe if there's one stab wound, but the fact that there's eight stab wounds.
Like multiple ones. Like, did you slip eight times?
You keep
times?
On slipping? What happened?
Come on.
Yeah. Mercedes?
Yeah.
What you thinking about?
For real?
Yeah. What you thinking about? 702-364-9400. It's very simple.
What you thinking about?
It's Monday, so we decided we're going to play a round of what you thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
No
what
warning.
What you thinking about?
Okay, so what you thinking about right off the bat, I'm thinking about how my daughter has her homecoming this weekend, and she is... on the fence on whether or not she's going with friends because they have a volleyball tournament. And depending on how well they do, it will determine whether or not they can go to homecoming. So I tried to set it up so we take them out so they can get dressed up and go out to a really fancy dinner. And if there's still time, go to the dance. If not, you know, they can sit at one table. Me and a couple of the moms will sit at another table and they can have fun and dress up. So I got to take her. Today's the only day I have that I can take her to get a dress. So we got to find a dress today. Boom.
But wait, when's the tournament?
Saturday.
When's homecoming?
Saturday.
So there's no way they're going homecoming because of the tournament?
It depends on how far they get in the tournament.
Okay.
The better they do, the worse their chances are.
Okay, so they have a great day at the tournament. You set up a nice dinner for the girls to still have a homecoming feeling? Is that what you're saying?
So they can get dressed up and go out to a fancy place to eat.
So
and then they can go to homecoming afterwards.
Okay.
But if they do well, then it's probably all not going
to
happen.
So you're trying to figure out where to get your daughter a dress?
Yeah, I know where we're going to go, but I literally have to pick her up, run over there, and just hope we find something. Otherwise, we're going to have to just order something online and hope that it works. So that's what I'm thinking about. Like, how are we going to make this happen? It's kind of stressing me out a little bit. So that's what I'm thinking about.
All right. Hey, Jen.
What you thinking about?
Producer Jen.
Well, I'm thinking about... all the cool things we can do with this phone system. I'm actually reading the manual, and I'm on hold with them right now.
What phone system?
Our phone system.
What?
We can do all sorts of cool things I didn't even know about until I read this manual.
What's a cool thing we can
it's
do?
It's a 45-page manual. Well, one cool thing is I don't ever actually have to touch the phone anymore, which is so cool. I can control it all over here on the screen, and I didn't know any of that, so... oh, my tech guy's back.
Oh, okay. You got to go. Okay. Leave her alone. Right. That's what she's thinking about. Improving the show via phone usage.
What you thinking about?
Jocelyn, what you thinking about?
If I still smell like onions or not.
Poor Jocelyn totally reeked of onions. You know what? Last time you were in here, I did not smell them. So I think the smell is going away.
Well, this winter candy apple spray that's been in my car for years is finally coming in handy.
Okay. It smells
much
better. We
sprayed enough of it. You're good.
What are you thinking about, JC?
What you thinking about?
Why are you throwing this out there?
Well, actually, I love this. I love going around for what you're thinking about. And actually, now that Jocelyn was just on the show, I'm thinking about Jocelyn and whether or not, what's the saying that we say around here? Snitches get stitches.
What?
What happened?
What'd I do?
So on Friday, we have a podcast that we do. And I uploaded our podcast to our tech guy, and there was an audio issue. He said, hey, it's coming back. It's a corrupt file or something. So I re-uploaded it, and he's just not getting it. So I sent a text to Jen and Jocelyn saying, hey, are you guys still at the radio station? Because they need someone to resend this audio file to to me so I can give it to our tech guy to get the podcast uploaded. And Jen wasn't here, and Jocelyn's like, no, but let me run back to the radio station and take care of it and get it uploaded.
That was nice.
That's awesome. I love that. Very nice of her. So she goes, and I get the email about an hour later saying, bing, podcast has been sent. I send it to the tech guy. He uploads it. We're good to go. So I wrote back to Jocelyn saying, thank you. And then I wrote, that's why you're my favorite.
Oh,
nice little comment, little tongue-in-cheek, nice little comment
to
Jocelyn.
She's your favorite, huh?
So this morning, not even walk into the studio, I haven't even put my bags down, Jen comes up to me and goes, so, Jocelyn's your favorite.
Oh.
I go, what?
And Jocelyn, you told?
Jocelyn.
I didn't say it like that.
She didn't.
What happened? Oh, I'm fascinated.
I just like poking you about it.
But how did you find out that he said that?
Because we hang out.
And she said, hey, look what JC wrote. I'm his favorite.
How did that happen?
I didn't do that. We went line dancing, remember? We went line dancing on Friday, and I was like, yeah, I went over to the studio, and I just recanted, like, hey, this is what happened when I went back. It was just like good.
Did that ever get taken care of? Oh, yeah, cool.
And then did she say, by the way, I'm his favorite? How did that? And I want to know how the favorite line came.
How did the favorite thing come up?
Now I'm totally into the, I'm invested.
She was just teasing me. So now I get to tease JC.
Look.
Did you say, Jen, I'm his favorite? Like, how did you bring that up?
I don't know. I just said it. I was like, yeah, it was all good. We texted. He called me. He told me what he needed me to do. I did it.
He says, I'm his favorite.
Thanks. That's why you're my favorite. And I was assuming it was because of the tweet that I put out the day before on his account from Radio Truth or Dare.
No, I was saying you're my favorite for coming in and getting the podcast done.
I was talking about cry. The tweet.
You really have favorites.
No. But I just love the fact that she goes and tells Jen, the first thing this morning, you know, you're walking in when you get settled. And I'm just doing this goofy voice. Jen doesn't talk like that. But that's like, you know, so Jocelyn's the favorite. I'm like, oh my gosh, Jocelyn.
Well, I like that because now I know I'm Jen's favorite.
All right, let's get back into 60 plus minutes commercial free.
Oh, she's on the phone.
She's still on the phone with our tech guy.
She's trying to get the phone thing done.
I'm not coming down on her. Why are you getting all hyper about it?
This is why Jen's my favorite.
Shawn Mendes, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free. And check this out, 920 is your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K payday. Right
now, here's what's trending.
Ariana Grande is trending this morning. So you heard the news. She and Pete Davidson are done. TMZ is reporting this shocking announcement that saying that their engagement has officially been closed off. Sources say that it happened over the weekend. And they're also saying that a lot of it may stem from the death of Mac Miller, that his death was kind of a breaking point for their relationship that led to the split. She was in a very dark place following his fatal overdose. And while she didn't blame herself, she knows she did everything she could to try to get him sober. It's still kind of left her in a really bad place. So that relationship is done.
Does she give back the engagement ring to Pete Davidson? And then they just got a pet pig together.
Piggy Smalls. I forgot about the piggy.
Who gets Piggy Smalls? And then does Pete Davidson go and change all his Ariana Grande tattoos to something different? And is she, moving forward, doesn't she have a Pete Davidson song on her album?
There is that Pete Davidson song. Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of issues that need to be cleared up here. And so I say, start with the pig. Who gets the pig?
Ariana.
Go with that. She gets the pig?
She gets the pig.
Okay. Give back the ring,
Okay.
So there's two problems and I have just solved.
The eight tattoos of Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, all the tattoos they got. Keep them.
Well, they're still so fresh. I feel like you maybe try to cover them up at some point. I don't know. That's going to be tough. But, you know, I know you called it. You said it by the end of the summer it'd be over with. I thought it had a little more staying power, the relationship. But it's always sad to see a breakup, especially when they were that in love with each other.
You and I were fans of Pete Davidson going into this whole thing.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of this whole thing, Pete Davidson is the winner because so many new people were introduced to Pete Davidson. Like, who's Pete Davidson? And now they know who he is, that this whole thing has boosted his star power incredibly.
His stock has gone up.
Smart move, Pete Davidson.
Sure.
Smart move.
You're definitely on the map, as they would say. So that's trending this morning. Drake is also trending this morning. Drake had the best reaction when he found out that Adele came to his concert over the weekend. So she went on Friday night, and after she tweeted about it saying, I'll do this in my best Adele voice.
Okay.
Oi, champagne poppy blew my mind tonight. Best production I've seen hands down and way up there with one of my favorite shows of all time. Huge love. Well, Drake saw this tweet, screenshotted it, freaked out, And he posted on Instagram, you get to do the voice of Drake.
Okay.
I've marked the spot in which you do that. Okay?
Oi! Don't bleeping get me gas right now! I love this woman, and she came to the show! Thank God nobody... How does Drake sound? That doesn't even sound... Why am I so excited? Thank God nobody... He's more like cool, right?
I like you're excited, Drake. You know.
Yeah! Thank God nobody told me I would have been shook. Is that how Drake sounds?
I would have been shook.
I would have been shook.
You sound so anti-shook at that point.
Drake doesn't seem like he gets excited, does he?
Oi, don't get me... no, I can't do it either. I liked your excited Drake.
Excited Drake?
Excited Drake is how I envisioned it in my head. It looks like celebrities can fangirl too, so that is trending. And then Golden Girls are trending this morning.
Thank
you. Show, it went off the air more than 25 years ago. But thanks to Hulu, the show is still really popular. And Target has just started selling an exclusive Golden Girls cereal. So the cereal, it's blue. You say it's for their hair, blue hair.
It's blue because of blue hairs.
I could
it's the only
figure
reason.
Out why,
I don't get that.
Yeah. Each box comes with a collector's toy inside. Funko is part of this whole thing. So they're really excited. Hey, when's the last time you saw a toy inside cereal?
That's the best part about cereal. You tell me I'm going to get a B. Arthur toy or a...
Or a Sophia.
Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah. So if you are searching for the cereal, it's an exclusive to Target. They say make sure you check both the cereal aisle and the toy aisle because they've been found in both. And that is what's trending.
We were just busted jamming out to the song.
Oh my gosh, we had no idea that Luna was gonna ambush us and while we're singing it.
She came in and got us.
Is she posting that? Yes.
Yeah, she's nodding her head, yes. We both love A Star Is Born. What a movie that is.
It was really good. No one can do it like Lady Gaga.
Oh no.
How good of a singer is Bradley Cooper?
He's amazing.
I know.
He changed his voice for that. He doesn't talk like that, right?
No, he doesn't talk. He doesn't talk like this. Jackson.
I'm gonna start talking like that.
I would love that. Tomorrow morning, the Tuesday show, it'll be JC talking like Jackson Maine all morning long.
There's a Talk Like a Pirate Day. Tomorrow's Talk Like Jackson Maine Day. I gotta watch the movie again.
I like it. Have you been drinking?
No.
I tell you what, I left that movie theater and I wanted to have a drink.
Did you?
Yeah,
that's not good.
I wanted to have a drink.
That's not good.
That was not the message they were sending.
I don't think they were sending that message, but okay. I hopefully next time it just makes you want to sing like we were just doing.
Yes,
that.
Yes.
All right, that's it for us. It is Monday, 9:55. We are out of here. More chances for you to win tickets to the official Pride Parade after party with Erika Jayne. That's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But right now, let's get a recap on today's show.
Yes, today's show recap in 24 seconds. Wow. Were your parents open or closed doors?
They were open unless there was some shenanigans going on. If the door was closed, I knew not to go in there. See, the one time they left it open, guess who walks in?
You and I both love what we do, right? With a passion, I believe.
Nah. Of course. Of course. Like, you smell like hand sanitizer and onions. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Man, that was a good representation of what went down on the show today.
That sums it up. Hand sanitizers and onions. We need to do that again. Recently, we haven't done it, is to go through and read the way Jocelyn labels our podcast. And try to figure out how she comes up with the names.
Oh, like what's today's going to be named?
Yeah, there was one she posted last week, and the notification came up on my phone, and I'm like, what is that reference? Because they're so good. It's hard to guess where she's getting them from.
What do you want to guess today's will be called?
I think she was going to go with hand sanitizer and onions, but...
I think it's just going to be the onion one.
The onion one.
The onion one, or the metallic one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. That'll do it for show number 839 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.